The Claussen composition, Memorial, was first performed by his own students, the Concordia Choir and Orchestra, as part of a 2003 choral convention. This recording was made at New York's Riverside Church that year, but the piece was first publicly done at Lincoln Center, where it returns this weekend. Claussen is the choral director and associate professor of music at Minnesota's Concordia College. He also holds master's and doctorate degrees from the U of I. In 2002, he was commissioned to write Memorial for the American Choral Directors Association. He says being asked to compose music about 9/11 was an honor, but sitting down and creating it was another issue.
I accepted it. I thought, you idiot.
Claussen says most compositions about dramatic events, like the Holocaust, are instrumental. But for this piece, there was little to go on when writing lyrics.
It's not like being asked to write a psalm setting or a requiem or a mass or something where you may find a pre-existent text that would serve that, you know, as a architecture of creating a piece.
The four movements of Memorial are performed without a break, but Claussen says each carries a different tone.
It paints the picture of the beautiful September morning and Debussy and light music, and then moves on to the music of destruction, which is quite graphic. You don't need to understand music to know what's happening.
The 25-minute composition moves from the destruction of the terrorist attacks to a movement aptly named Prayers. Claussen says the music evolved over a period of months, relying a lot on other languages, including Hebrew, Latin, and Arabic, to express a common theme.
All of those languages, which represent cultures who are literally at each other's necks and hate each other, they at the same time sing the words from Psalm 66, "O God, shine your light on us, and we shall be healed."
In 2009, Claussen returned to the University of Illinois to lead the chorale, the local community choir, of which I'm a member, in a performance at Urbana's Wesley United Methodist Church. U of I graduate and Indiana University adjunct professor of music Jay Ivey served as the baritone soloist.
What strikes me most about the text is that it asks us to not have hatred. It asks God to cleanse us of our hatred and our malice towards those who have hurt us, which is a very difficult thing to do. And also it asks for forgiveness and mercy for our enemies. And I think that kind of a message is really the only way to come to true healing, and I think the music reflects that beautifully.
Perhaps the biggest challenge yet awaits a mixed chorus of 250 voices taking the stage at New York City's Lincoln Center this Sunday under Claussen's direction. It's there that University of New Mexico music professor Brad Ellingbo will also perform the baritone solo. He says the pressure will fade when a soloist believes in the text.
You know, in other words, it's not just a gig, something that you're doing because somebody's going to give you some money for it, but rather, oh no, I like this music, I believe in what this music is saying, and so therefore I can get up and tell a story to the audience.
A New York concerts company arranged for the performance of Memorial, and a coordinator says that's inspired more performances worldwide. 9/11 anniversary concerts will feature the piece Sunday in 11 other sites, ranging from the United Kingdom and Honolulu to Normal, Illinois. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.